Well, good Sunday morning to you from the 20th of August, 2017. I'm Brian Truda from the show with Jen and Truda, and this is KC Close Up. On today's show, we're talking about the eclipse. Naturally, it's the biggest news story out there. And our angle is talking to a local astronomer and astrophysicist from UMKC who will give us his opinion on the best place in the metro to watch the eclipse on Monday and the safest way to do so. Then we'll talk about a town square, one city in the metro having a big weekend party to celebrate Monday's eclipse. But first, a swan song, or at least a swan race, on the river, the Missouri River, that later on today could make somebody $3,000 richer. Stephen White from Friends of the River tells us all about it.
So we love the duck races at Brush Creek. If you've ever seen the little yellow rubber ducky races at Brush Creek.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And we wanted to do something like that in the river. And so on a whim, we went and bought 100 of those yellow ducks thinking, all right, well, let's give this a try.
Okay.
And you put 100 yellow ducks in the mighty Missouri River, and it's just like, I don't know what is going on down there, but it's certainly not tiny yellow ducks. So we decided, what could we maybe do instead? And Megan Rohde, one of our board members, she's the vice president of our board. She has a thing for pools and pool mm-hmm. floaties and right. said, what about this giant pink flamingo that's in my pool? And we decided, let's not do the pink flamingo floaties. Let's go with gigantic swans. And since this is the tallest show in radio,
that's true.
We thought, why not bring in a gigantic 8-foot by 8-foot by 4-foot swan to match the show?
I love it. And it's purely because of Jen. She brings up the average.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially in these heels. Yeah.
Right.
This one is
mine
ginormous.
Too. I'm wearing 3 inches today.
I know.
So
see?
So this actually happens later on today. We're talking about later on this afternoon, Berkeley Riverfront Park, and it's totally free. People can just come on out.
Yep. Sunrise Yoga is 8 o'clock. Karma Tribe Yoga, our good friends over there.
Okay.
They do Riverfront Fitness for us every month, and so they're kicking it off at sunrise with Sunrise Yoga. We have an incredible harpist here in KC. Her name is Celia Albon. She's harping for us all morning. And then one of my favorites, John Goolsby, is going to come in and play two sets for us and just play some easy listening music for the park all day. But the goal of the event is for the city to use the park. It's such a forgotten green space in the heart of our city. Right. It's in the middle of our city. And to get people and families just to pack a picnic lunch and bring a blanket and bring some chairs. And if you've got horseshoes in the garage or badminton or volleyball, dust it off and throw it in the car and bring it down and set up the net and call your neighbors and friends and just party in the park all day.
So the last time we talked to you, you guys were getting ready for the big Star Wars lightsaber battle.
Yeah.
To bring people down there. First off, how did that go?
It went really well. We had a good turnout. We did not set the Guinness World Record.
Okay, that's all right.
So if anybody needs, 5,000 lightsabers, I still have them in my garage. If you're throwing like a New Year's Eve party,
well, that's not
holler
weird
at me.
Look, there's a Star Wars film every year from here to eternity. Yeah.
That's true.
So you're set,
and
man.
We've decided we absolutely want to do that event again.
Cool.
We loved it, and we learned some things from it. And we really want to do that again. And this is just one more with Play at the Park and Riverfront Fitness. It's just one more thing that we've added to the mix of things that we can do. We're trying to do a bigger event every month down in the park, especially as Berkeley Riverfront has started to develop out. I don't know if you've driven past the park within the last month or so, but vertical construction has started on all of the buildings down there and the parking garages. And it's incredible. It takes them so long to get the ground ready.
Right,
and then
right.
once vertical construction starts, the thing just pops together like a Lego set.
Sure,
and
sure.
And a month later, you've got a 4-story apartment building that's going in, and it's cool to see development happening down there and to keep engaging the park and of course, the citizens of Kansas City to come down and enjoy that space.
Right. We're talking with Stephen White this morning. And the goal, as you've mentioned before, really is to make that's the front door of Kansas City, but in kind of a forgotten area that downtown, Crossroads, Midtown sort of gets all the attention with a lot of the buildings that have gone up, but we can't ignore the riverfront. That was our original front door right there.
That is where Kansas City ultimately started, was right there. That was Westport Landing, and that is where people would load off and trade and shop and buy and sell, and so it's cool that now that is a park for everybody to use, and it will forever and always be a park for everyone to use. It's part of the city charter. Port KC has done an incredible job of maintaining that and managing that so that even though development's happening on the backside of the park where there are roads and streets and access, that will always be the front yard of Kansas City. Right. And there's not very many cities in America that can say we have this incredible green space on the river that doesn't have warehouses and industry and commercialization put to it.
Sure. Sure.
Well, I think I said this last time we had you on, but that really is my favorite view of the city, because you forget about looking at, because I'm from like Overland Park and over on that side. So I'm used to seeing the city the other way. And when you go to Berkeley Riverfront Park, you're like, oh, wow, the city looks amazing from this side.
It really looks cool. It's my favorite view of the city, my second favorite view. And I know that every postcard that we have is from the south looking north.
Right.
But it's my favorite view of our city is from the north looking south. If you ever had the chance, go to Waterworks Park that's up in North Kansas City.
Yeah.
Get way up on the bluffs, up on the hill, and just look at how spectacular our city looks, because you're able to look down at the entire valley of the Missouri River and then just see the city on a hill. And it's the coolest thing. You realize that, oh my gosh, our city really is on top of a giant hill.
Yeah. And this way we could see it with giant swans floating down the water.
You can. You can. 200 of them.
Now, you've had people that have sponsored some of these swans as well, and that helps out.
Absolutely. So anybody can pick up a swan. We're asking families, church groups, youth groups. You all can have a swan yourselves. It's $125, gets you a swan. You're able to decorate it however you so choose. We actually have things to decorate the swans out there all day today. So we have markers and things. But if you have feather boas at home and a bedazzler, bring that with you and bedazzle your swan. And $125 gets you your swan. It's yours to do with what you please.
Yeah.
We're going to gather them all together and run them in four heats. The top 10 winners from each heat will then run in a fifth heat. And that's how we figure out who the winner is. And first place is $3,000.
Wow.
Second place is $2,000.
Wow.
And third place is $1,000.
Man.
I'm in. Let's do this.
That's awesome. I think we can raise the money in a little amount of time.
Take that, Royals 50-50 raffle.
Which I get into every time I'm there, and yet somehow I've never won.
I do too. I can't help myself.
Right. Exactly.
You're there, and they walk by, and they've got the yellow vests on, and you're just like, and now that they have the credit card machines, it's like, it's so easy.
Right. Just take my money, please.
Yeah. It's like, you know what I need right now? 50 raffle tickets and a hot dog.
Maybe you can trade them some lightsabers.
Well, they've got Star Wars Day coming up out there at the case.
That's a good point. Yeah,
so
there you go.
I might set up on the parking lot and just.
You know, I'm trying to think. So on Friday on the show, we talked to an actual UMKC professor about the eclipse, and they said, well, if you go, you have to cross the river or at least be by the river to get a good view. I wonder if the Berkeley Park would be a good place to go watch the eclipse.
I think it'll be a decent place. Right now, I think everybody's just kind of looking at the cloud cover and the weather that might come through.
Right.
No matter what, I've got some businesses here in town, and we've decided I never shut anything down. I'm that boss. But we decided to shut everything down, and we're loading everybody into a bus, and we're taking them up to St. Joe, and we're gonna try to watch it as a work family.
Oh, cool.
From up there. So we're going much further north of the river, but a lot of my friends that have boats that get into the river, they're actually taking the Missouri River up to St. Joe, and they're going to watch it from the boat.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Now, see, that's awesome.
Can Healthy I get
Rivers
in on part- that?
Yeah, Vicky at Healthy Rivers Partnership, she has one of the coolest boats, and you see it in the river all the time, but it holds about 30 people. And it's got an upper deck to the boat, and they've got the whole thing loaded up, and they're going up the river this afternoon. As soon as this thing is over,
that is freaking
they're
genius.
Loading up the river and going. And they're gonna camp out tonight, and then they're gonna watch the eclipse tomorrow from their boat in the river.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it makes you want to go like buy a ski-doo or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Then you don't have to mess with the stupid traffic when you're sitting on an interstate not moving.
Well,
you know?
Look, can we raft the swans together and we'll just paddle the swans up to St. Joe?
It would be nice. We could just tether them together and everybody gets their own swan to float to St. Joe.
Now, how early are you going to drive up there tomorrow?
I don't know what time we're heading out. We were talking about heading out at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you should call us on the morning show tomorrow and give us an update on how the roads are looking and how crazy it is already.
Oh, yeah. Be our correspondent up there, because we're kind of afraid to go up there.
I'm the worst possible person, because I drive like Dale Earnhardt. So I'm bobbing and weaving and to-ing and fro-ing, and if the shoulder is available, I will keep going.
Well, just as long as you don't have the eclipse glasses on while you're driving, I think you're all right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you hear that a friend of mine works in transportation, and they said something that they're not allowing any semi-traffic on I-29 at all.
Oh, is that right?
I think beginning this afternoon or today,
kidding.
And then it's going to go all through Monday because of the fact that they're afraid there's so many cars.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Crazy.
I mean, that's
just sucks if you have something on a UPS package on a on a Simway.
You might want to check that Amazon. I don't know if Prime will be 2 days this week.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen White. And hey, man, thank you so much for coming by to talk to us. Best of luck with the event today. Play at the Park is at Berkeley Riverfront Park. Kicking off here just after 8 a.m. with the Sunrise Yoga.
Yeah, and we're going to have disc golf. It's the first time we've ever done or there's ever been a pop-up disc golf course. And so we have a nine-hole custom-made pop-up disc golf course. And so if you're a disc golfer, grab your discs, or we actually have a sponsor that is doing a pop-up store as well. So come out and throw some Frisbees around the park.
Hey, that's cool.
One more thing to do.
And just, you know, and just in general, just go use the park, right?
365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That park is yours to use. Make use of it. It's lit at night. There's security and police presence down there. So just use the park. It's yours. You pay for it. Use it.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For having us. I love coming in with you all.
Welcome back to KC Close-Up for Sunday morning. As we were talking about in our last segment there with Stefan, we talked a little bit about the eclipse. And, of course, that is kind of the big thing happening naturally tomorrow in town. And so that's why we're pleased to be joined by my next guest, Jeff Rogers, in studio with me this morning to talk about the dark side of the square and Eclipse Festival in Independence. Jeff, good morning and welcome to KC Close-Up.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us, of course, you guys naturally have spent the entire weekend now with full of fun and music and food and everything happening around, but we've got two more days of this fun here at Independence Square.
Absolutely. We wanted to create an environment where people who may be in town just for the eclipse would have something additional to come do while they're in town. So our merchants have got some fun things that they've had going on all weekend, themed items that are available. The cafes have things like blackout lattes at Main Street Coffee. Clinton's Soda Shop is doing moon pie shakes. There's lunar pizza slices available. So, you know, some fun food and drink available.
Yeah.
And then tonight we'll have an outdoor movie, our moonlight movie, kind of an encore. We have that all summer long on Thursday nights. But tonight we're going to have a special one for the eclipse. We'll be showing E.T. It's free to come, you know, hang out. Why not watch a cool movie about space as we get ready for that that lunar eclipse tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah, because you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So I love the choice of E.T. as the film. That's pretty awesome. When you guys, tomorrow, of course, is the big day for the eclipse, and you have a whole slate of things prepared.
Absolutely. We're having a block party. So, you know, we encourage everyone just to come on out to have some fun with other people. That's the memories that you want. When you've got a special once-in-a-lifetime event, why not share it with other people?
Yeah.
So come on out. We start at 11:41, which seems like a weird time to start anything, but that's the exact moment that the moon begins to move in front of the sun on the Independence Square.
Okay,
so
very good.
We're starting at that time. We'll have music. We'll have a blow-up bounce house going on for kids and different games and activities that they can play. There'll be vendors up there selling hot dogs and hamburgers and Polly's Pop, which is manufactured right on the square. We'll also have some glasses to hand out to the first 200 people who show up. So if you haven't got your eclipse glasses yet, they still, you may have a chance. You may have a chance.
A slight chance. And this is cool because we talk a lot about the path of totality has been the big phrase this week, and people wanting to be in a spot where they can see the entire eclipse in its and Independence Square falls within that path.
We do fall on the path of totality, and we will have a totality for 1 minute and 13.4 seconds, not to be precise.
Yes.
But so we'll be making announcements all morning about, you know, where we are in that eclipse progression.
Okay.
We'll shut everything down before the actual totality happens, have a little bit of reverence so everyone can kind of experience that in a little bit of silence. And then after totality ends, we've got a pop singer from Blue Springs, Missouri, that's going to give us a 30-minute set. Her name's Crystal Clayton. She's got some great stuff that just came out, so some fun stuff there as well.
That's fantastic. It just sounds like a lot of fun to get everybody together in one place. And like you said, you're going to remember where you were when this happens.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we all, you know, the best times in life are generally those experiences that we have with others. So why not come out to share that with family, friends, or, you know, if you're by yourself that day, come share it with some other people that you might not know yet.
So it's the Dark Side of the Square, an eclipse festival. It's been happening all weekend long, continues today with the movie, and then, of course, tomorrow with the big block party. And I did want to mention, too, that you had put on here that the George Owens Nature Park, you can learn more about the eclipse as well. They have people that can tell you some more things about it from a scientific perspective.
Absolutely. Also in Independence, there, the George Owens Nature Park is having kind of a talk back. To give some more detail, scientific detail. I am not a scientist. I'm not going to be able to give you that detail, but they can. And they'll also have, I believe, a couple of food trucks. So if you want to experience it there, that's another option.
All right, very good. Jeff, thank you so much for the info. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks for inviting me.
Tomorrow's eclipse has been the talk of the town for some time now. But many questions remain for people, including, what are we going to see? Where can I see it? How do I see it? And how do I remain safe doing so? Well, we decided to go right to a professional source. Professor Daniel McIntosh from UMKC is an astronomer and astrophysicist. Right now, he is on the road with his student team trying to find the best location from which he can view the eclipse for himself. It puts him somewhere between Nebraska and Wyoming, but we still managed to get him on the phone and ask him plenty of questions about tomorrow's big event.
Great. We're driving in north central Kansas, heading for Nebraska.
Oh, fantastic. So you're going to actually see the eclipse in Nebraska?
We're going to see the eclipse here in Nebraska or Wyoming, depending on the weather.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, right. You got to get past the, if there's any rain or anything.
Yeah, so we want to be mobile. We have a spot picked out. Hopefully that'll pan out, which is really close to the Wyoming border in Nebraska, a little north of Scotts Bluff.
And now for us that have to stay in the Kansas City metro area, like I will probably actually be in Overland Park during the eclipse. Is there still a way that I can enjoy it from there? I mean, do we have to go to St. Joseph? Do we have to go to Beatrice, Nebraska?
You have to go across the other side of the river. So if you're in Overland Park, you're going to see the moon cover about 99.5% of the surface of the sun. And that sounds great, but you'll still have the amount of light of about 300 full moons. And you can read a book by the light of one full moon. So it'll still be daylight. It'll be kind of dusky out.
Okay.
And it really is not 99.5% almost as good as totality. It's basically not at all totality. So I feel sorry for people. I really want everybody to go on the other side of the river and see totality because it's really a profound experience.
So a lot of people have said that even you can go to Liberty or places like that and get a pretty much the totality, get the good view.
You can get, yeah, and Liberty is totality. So all the maps show the width of totality is about 50 or 60 miles south to north. St. Joseph is just right in the middle. So if you're in the middle, you get the longest amount of totality, 2.5 minutes. If you're in Liberty, I still think you're getting about 2 minutes of totality. There's a great interactive map that NASA put out that's basically a Google map with the path of totality imprinted on top, and you can click anywhere in totality, and it'll tell you how long totality will be in minutes and seconds and when it starts exactly.
And are there some tips for viewing? Like, what's the best way to watch it? Just head outside and look up? Like, are there certain ways that we should do this?
So, yeah, first of all, you have to have your safety glasses so you can watch as the eclipse happens more and more until the point of totality. Once the lights go out in totality, you literally can see stars in the sky, and you can take off your eclipse glasses, and you'll see a hole in the sky where the sun was, and hopefully the glowing corona, the outer atmosphere of the sun, peeking out, and that you can look at with your eyes without the glasses. If you really want to get a spectacular thing, which I'm trying to see, which is to get a little bit of a hill where you have a view to the western horizon, you should be able to see the shadow building up in the west as it's racing across the continent at over 1,500 miles an hour. And so that's something I'm trying to see. And there are places where you can get a bit of a view of the west, you know, 20, 30, 40 mile horizon view if you just get up a little bit on a hillside.
That's amazing. So when this came about, and you know, obviously for us, the public, we've been hearing about this, we feel like, for a long time. But was this a date that for people as yourself and those who are into astronomy and everything, you guys have had this circled on your calendar for quite some time?
Oh, yeah, years.
This truly is one of the once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, huh?
Yeah, for to be in a certain place in the country where it's near where you live, it really is about once in 100 years. Of course, there's a total solar eclipse on Earth somewhere about two times every 3 years because of the way the sun and the moon and the Earth line up. But the path is so narrow, it's always in a different place. And so it's been a long time since it's gone across the continent of the United States like it is this time, I think, more than 50 years. And so people living in the United States, a lot of amateur astronomers, they've known about this for probably 10 years and have planned it. And I know people have, you know, booked hotel rooms 2 years ago. It's a big deal. People spend, really avid amateur astronomers and enthusiasts will spend thousands of dollars to go on a cruise ship, you know, in the middle of the Indian Ocean to see a solar eclipse that lasts 4 or 5 minutes.
It's amazing. Yeah. That's incredible. Is there one coming up in? I hear one about 2024. Is that something
else
that's on the way?
Yeah, there's another one that's coming fairly close to Kansas City in 2024, and it'll actually last longer than this one. So depending on how far the moon is away from us or close to us, because it has a slightly elliptical or oblong orbit around the Earth, sometimes it can be so far away from the Earth that actually the total solar eclipse isn't even total. It's called an annular eclipse where it makes a ring of light and the lights don't go out. It's still pretty exciting, but it's not as exciting as totality. So depending on just how far away the moon is in its orbit on a total eclipse, you can have anywhere from a few minutes of totality like we're having in this one all the way up to over 7 minutes of totality. Wow. During other eclipses.
And is it possible that weather could completely ruin this for us on Monday?
Yes, I don't know what the weather forecast is, but if the clouds come in, so I'm over 50 and I've never seen a total solar eclipse, uh-huh. And I'm a professional astronomer and astrophysicist. One time when I was in grad school, I was in Germany, and we went to see total solar eclipse, and literally 10 minutes before totality, a big cloud came and covered up the sun. Literally went in their cars different directions, and some people got to see it and other people didn't get to see it.
No.
I was one of the unlucky people that didn't get to see it. So I still saw the lights go out, which is a really pretty remarkable experience, because it's not like you flip a switch and you turn a light room to a dark room, but it's like you have a dimmer switch and you turn it down in a fraction of a second. It's just really strange.
Wow.
So that's why this time you're like, look, against all odds, I'm going to see this thing no matter what. I am ready.
Exactly.
In the car. No, I'm going somewhere to find this.
That's exactly right.
Instead of storm chasers, we have eclipse chasers.
That's right, except you can't outrun it, so you have to, like, plan ahead, and then you're stuck. When it gets there, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you guys get an amazing view. I hope the weather does hold up for us and everybody gets to enjoy this Monday.
Oh, I do too. So astronomers like to say clear skies. That's what we say to each other when we go to the observatory, for a good night of observing. So I say clear skies to everyone.
Uh-huh. Fantastic.
Well, clear skies to you. The best of luck. And thank you for filling us in on all the details.
Oh, you're welcome.
And now, a reminder. 1 week from today, August 27th, 2017, will be the 15th anniversary edition of the Head for the Cure 5K Run Walk at Corporate Woods in Overland Park. Nearly 5,000 runners and walkers will gather to raise nearly $500,000 for brain cancer and brain tumor research. One of those runners will be a man named Brad Eastman. Brad's from St. Louis and has always been an athletic guy. But a brain cancer diagnosis about 4 years ago changed his life. The conversation that we had this week was so important, we decided to dedicate an entire program to it next weekend, just in time for Head for the Cure. But this week,
a little preview about my conversation with Brad Eastman.
Now, this is happening a month after I just ran the fastest marathon of my life. In 2 years prior to that, I had completed an Ironman, where an Ironman triathlon, 140.6 miles, where I finished in a very respectable time and in a decent showing in my age group. And so I'm thinking, surely this can't be me. You can't be talking about the guy who eats incredibly clean, has just an amazing future in front of him. He's young. His family is all here for him. And he just had him and his wife just had their first child. And lo and behold, the neurologist confirmed, no, this is you. This is what you're dealing with right now. And so shortly after that time frame, my wife and I found ourselves sitting in what has come to be the most amazing neurosurgeon on the face of the planet. This man is incredibly, incredibly talented in what he does, what he knows, and how he cares for his patients. And that was really the beginning of what I term my care team. My care team has now grown exponentially over time, just based on the nature of the situation. But I've just got a bunch of people that care for my well-being, my life, and my family. And most importantly, being able to have a quality life. And, you know, that's just been such an amazing journey. Most people would say it's a curse, but I almost look at it as a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
It's really been an opportunity to learn about a demographic of patients which most people don't know about. Most people have no idea of the staggering numbers of brain tumors and the population of brain tumors which are malignant. So individuals walking around with brain cancer. It's really a staggering number.
That's Brad Eastman, who will be at the 15th annual Head for the Cure 5K Run Walk next Sunday in Overland Park at Corporate Woods. And next Sunday on KC Close Up, we'll have an in-depth conversation with Brad Eastman, talking about his journey through brain cancer and his recovery process. By the way, if you've not signed up yet for the Head for the Cure 5K, you may still do so at headforthecure.org/MetroKC. You can even use the promo code 15YEARS to get a discount. KC Close Up is a 2017 production of Steel City Media. Past copies of the show may be found online as podcast downloads on your favorite podcasting app, on Facebook by searching for the KC1021 Facebook page, or online at KC1021.com. Issues discussed on this program may also be found in our station's public files, on hand and available for public review during normal business hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays at our main studio location at 508 Westport Road, Suite 202, Kansas City, Missouri. To suggest an issue for an upcoming show, please direct email to Truta, T-R-U-T-A, at KC1021.com. For all of our Steel City Media stations, I'm Brian Truta, wishing you a great weekend. We'll see you next Sunday morning for another edition of KC Close Up.